Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nidorim Daf Tzadi. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Please take note that today's shiur begins on Tzadi Omid Beis, 10 lines from the top. You will notice a new Mishnah. In our previous shiur, the Daf Peites, Daf Yomi shiur, spilled over all the way here till Tzadi Omid Beis. The Mishnah. Borishona Hoyu Omrim, at first, the rabbis held three situations of women, of married women, can leave the marriage by force. In other words, they can insist through what they say, they can cause the husband to divorce them, and they will receive their ksuba payment. Hoimeres teme anilach. The first is a wife of a kohen who claims that she was raped. And as I'm sure many of you know, as opposed to a regular marriage, when it's a Kohen marriage, the wife, if she in fact was raped, she is not allowed to continue with the husband. On the other hand, she did nothing wrong, and therefore she's entitled to receive her ksuba payment, but as we said, the Torah prohibits her from continuing to live with her husband, hence the Kohen would have to divorce her and pay the ksuba. And again, you have here a situation where on her word, she says, I was raped. She can force the divorce and receive a ksuba payment. A second situation, Shomayim Beini Levencha. Literally, it's heaven is between us. The woman is saying that you do not procreate with me. In other words, during our intimacy, so you do not exert enough male seed force that would enable me to become pregnant. And this is something that essentially no one can really prove. It's only heaven knows. So with that having been said, even though, now the Mefarshim point out, even though women are not commanded in the mitzvah, in the obligation of procreation, nevertheless, a woman who claims that she wants to have children so someone will take care of her in her old age, this is a legitimate claim on her part, and hence the halacha that we see in the Mishnah. Number three, Unetula Ani Min HaYehudim. She vows not to benefit from intimacy from anybody, including her husband. We take a look at the Ran on the third line under the Gemara text. Netula ani min hayudim shasra al atzmanu as tashmish kol hayudim. She's prohibiting upon herself the pleasure of intimacy with anybody. V'kevadim chamilsa de tashmish koshila. Since the woman is vowing regarding this matter, it's indicative that intimacy is something that's really difficult for her. And she's like someone who is raped, like someone that, a situation beyond her control. And therefore, we insist that the husband divorces her and pays her the ksuba, because she's being subjected to intimacy, which is very painful. As you can see, the Mishnah began with the expression Borishona Hayomrim. This was at first Chazru Lomar, but as time went on, the Rosh commentary that you'll find on Tzadi Aleph Omid Aleph, on the second of the wide lines of the Rosh, he says Niskalkulu hadoros v'choshu shehi mishakeres lafkiyatz mitachas bayla. As a result of the lessening of the quality of the generations, as the Mishnah goes on to say, shalote isha lisenes einel ba'achir u'mekalkeles al bayla. We'll say the level of morality decreased, the greater promiscuity, and that you would have even married women becoming fond of other men. And of course, if a married woman willingly engages in intimacy with another man, she becomes prohibited to her husband. So this became a fear in the minds of the rabbis, that she is saying these things that we enumerated just to get out of her marriage, but that not if that the events didn't really transpire. So now, with that fear in mind, Ha'imeres, a woman who would say Tamei Ani Lach, the wife of a Kohen who says, I was raped, Tavi Raya L'dvarha, let her bring proof to that effect, let her bring witnesses that she was raped. Otherwise, we're not going to do anything. Ha'shamayim Beini Leveincha, if the woman claims that you do not procreate with me, in other words, you're incapable of procreating with me, Yasu Derech Bakosha. Rashi says, Yevakshu Heimenu Sheyifterenu Beget Karoy Vein Machrichano. So we ask him, maybe he'll cooperate, he'll do a favor, give a get, but we won't put pressure on him. Unetula Ani Min HaYudim, a woman who forswears benefiting from intimacy with everybody, including her husband. Yofer chelko v'tei mishamashtoi v'tei netula min hayudim. The husband will annul his part in the vow, enabling him to have intimacy with her, and she remains prohibited to everyone else. As we open the Gemara, we notice a marking. And if you don't have a marked Gemara, we want to remind you, you can access them by contacting gmarkings@gmail.com. We have on the side a mivne, a structural note, which reads, where the bow tie is featured, Shalosh She'elois, three questions, Hanoivois Mimashinemar B'Mishnasenu, from questions that arise as a result of information in the Mishnah. You can see on this Omid, two bow ties, and the third bow tie appears in the upper quarter of Tzadi Aleph Omid Aleph. In the context of today's Daf Tzadi, Daf Yomi Shir, so we'll deal with the first two questions. Under the No Say heading that you see on the side, number one, Eishes Kohen Sha'omra Tameani, a wife of a Kohen who claimed she was raped, Ne'enasti, Mal Shetoicha B'Truma. Does she continue eating Truma? We now take a look at the Gemara. Ibayalo, Omro Lebaylo, Temeo Ani, Mahu Shetoichal Betruma. We look at the Rashi, Mahu Shetoichal Betruma, Kevan de lo Mafkino lo Mine, since according to the latter teaching of the Mishnah, we don't force her to leave, we don't force him to release her. Kolkama de lo Osu Sadi, the Amri Nensa. As long as witnesses have not come that say she was raped, so we don't force him to release her. The Ran in explaining this question, you'll see three lines from the bottom. Ma'al shetoicha b'truma, the dilma lebaylo u delo mehemna. It might be that it's only with regard to the husband that she is not considered believed. Kedei shelo titein eneo be'achir, so that she is not, let's say, encouraged to develop a relationship with someone else. Avol betruma mehemna, maybe with regard to truma, she is considered believed and should not be entitled to continue eating truma. In other words, as a woman who up till now had the right to truma, a woman married to a Kohen who had intimacy, even if it's under extenuating circumstances as rape, she would then be rendered unfit, disqualified from truma consumption. Truma, of course, is the tithe that is given to Kohanim, and only Kohanim are allowed to eat it. Kohanim, and of course Kohanim and their families, with other details that are related. So now the question has been raised. As far as answer is concerned, we have Rav Sheshes marked with Aleph, and then Rava marked with Beis. Rav Sheshes Amar Oicheles, this woman who had claimed Tamanilach continues eating Truma. Shaloi Toitzi Laraz Al Boneha, so that people should not cast aspersions on her children. In other words, if she were to be forced to stop eating Truma, people would say, oh, this, why is she not eating Truma? Isn't she married to a kohen? So she must have been raped. And if she was raped, the children that she has are children that are unfit to the kuna, because she should not be continuing living with him, with the husband, the kohen. We look at Rashi, Shalotot Silas Abonel, Di Amris Loitoicha Betruma. If we prevent her and tell her you cannot continue eating Truma, Oslameir, people will come to say, Devonel Psulin Minakuna, that your children are unfit to the Kun, even though their father is a Kohen, Dare Bineya Nusaninu. They are the children of a mother that was raped. Share Nipsla Minatruma Machmasonis. Why is she not eating Truma? It must be because she was raped. So in order to preserve the dignity and the kashrus of her children, we say, continue eating Truma. The second opinion, Rav Amar, Eino Oicheles. She is to stop eating. As far as, well, what will she live on? Efshir di Ochla Chulin. She can eat Chulin. She can eat non-Truma, common food, and thereby sustain herself. And as far as the dignity of the children are concerned, so Rashi, the Ran, you could see the second line from the bottom of the Ran commentary, Efshu de Ochla Chulin de Meimar Amri, people would figure Truma hu de Lesla, she simply doesn't have Truma. Omar Rava, Umoide Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes will concede that she has to stop eating Truma. She'im Nisarmala, and some Gersos add here Oy Nisgarsha. And the note indicates that Rashi has this Gersa, and you can see the Gersa as well in the Tosfos of Nisarmala Oy Nisgarsha. That the wife of a Kohen who had become an almona or had been divorced, so she stops eating Truma. And we need to elaborate on this point of Rava. So we look together at the Tosfos commentary. You see it three lines from the bottom. She'im nis armelo nis gasha v'yesh lo bonim min ha-kohen. A woman married who had been married to Cohen had children. In general, a woman who had been married to Cohen, even if she herself is not from a Cohen family, but she bore children from the Cohen, she has truma rights. The children that are born to her enable her to eat. Amrinon. So now, in a case like this, where she is becoming almona, or she's been divorced, and she had claimed Tamea Anilach, we'll tell her to stop eating Truma. Hashta hi, because people will figure, Amrinan hashta hi disnisa, kloma hashta nivala leposula shenifsula mina Truma. Now she had the intimacy with someone that's unfit to her, and that's why she stops eating truma. So under circumstances like that, as the Gemara goes on to say, let's read the Gemara. Midi hu taimo elo mishum shalototzi laz abonel. Rav Sheshes's position, who said she continues eating truma, was it not so as to preserve the dignity or the kashrus of her children? Well, this armalah v'nis garsha, in a case where that very woman became a widow or was divorced, we'll tell her, listen, now stop eating truma. Amri, and people will figure hashta de'isnisa. It's only now that you have been raped. And we see in the Tosfos, he adds importantly, raped by a man that would render you unfit to the kahuna. That's a topic in and of itself, but for our purposes, that would be sufficient grounds for telling her to stop eating truma. And just to remind you, of course, we're talking about a woman who had claimed that she had been raped. Now that she's been widowed or divorced, even though she has children, the kashrus of the children in the eyes of the public will not be affected, because people will say that only now the rape took place, and the children, having been born before this, are not affected. We now continue with question number two. On the side of the Gemara, there are no say heading. We have a title that says, Eishes Kohen Shinansa Be'edim Yesh Loksuba Oiloi. The wife of a Kohen that was raped, and there are witnesses to that effect, does she get a ksuba payment or not? The Gemara. Amar Rav Papa. Bodik Lon Rava. Note the markings. On the one hand, we have a long Rav Papa marking, which indicates that this entire section is Rav Papa speaking. He tells us a story where a question was presented to him and his friends by Rava, and that's also marked by a long question marking. And then at the top line of Tzadi Aleph, Amid Aleph, you'll see a long answer marking. But all of this is presented to us by Rav Papa. So Rav Papa tells us, Bodik Lon Rava. Rava checked us out. He asked us, Eishes Kohen Shinansa. The wife of a Kohen who was raped, and witnesses testify to that effect. This is a point that Rashi adds. Yesh loksuba oyein loksuba. Now, what are the two possibilities of analysis? Kevon de oynes legabi kohen kirotzon legabi Yisrael domi ein loksuba. Since, in the case of a Kohen wife, the oynes has the same effect as a willing intimacy on the part of a Yisrael wife. What do we mean by that? If a Yisrael wife has intimacy willingly with another man while she's married to her husband, so she is forbidden to be with her husband, and we know that she loses the ksuba. The wife of a Kohen who happens to be raped is also prohibited to her husband. Just like we said, prohibition in the case of Ratzon B'Yisrael. So maybe the oinus of the Kohen is parallel to the Ratzon of Yisrael, and as a result, the Kohen wife that's raped will lose her ksuba also. Oidom, or possibly, Motzi Omra Le, the wife of the Kohen who was raped, could say, Ana Hochazina, I am fit, meaning if women in general who happen to be married are raped, they're not rendered unfit to their husbands. The gavra who, we're continuing at the top of Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph, the gavra who dinistach bo sodeu, and it's, as the Ran says, it's the kedushas kahuna, it's the kahuna sanctity that is in you that causes the loss. Nistachba Sadeh literally means that the field went bad, but it means the loss is as a result of you, not as a result of me. Rape in general doesn't cause women to lose their ksubas. Doesn't even cause them to become usher to their husbands. You as a kohen are the causative factor, and therefore I shouldn't have to lose out. This is the question that Rava presented to Rav Papa and his friends. The Amrinon lay, and we answered him, Masnis and he. The answer to your question is in the following Tanaic source. Ha'imeres Tamei Anilach, Yesh Loksuba. The wife of a Kohen who says, I have been raped, gets a Ksuba. B'mayaskinon. And here we have a trapezoid shape indicating the on the side of the Gemara, the Shlavim, the Vara, Teuchen, Mishnah. These are stages in trying to figure out the contents of this source. So, but my asking, what are we talking about here? Ilemo b'eshis Yisrael. If we're talking about the wife of Yisrael, I know we were guilty of over-explaining when we said the wife of a Kohen. The source said a woman, a married woman says, I have been raped. And the source says she gets a ksuba. What are we talking about there? If you're talking about the wife of Yisrael, well, Iba Rotzon Klum Yesh Lo Ksuba. If she says, I am unfit to you, and she had intimacy willingly, would she get a ksuba? Of course not. The Iba Oines, Niko Mitzral Gavra. And if she was raped, if it's an Ashes Yisrael that was raped, would she become also to her husband? The source says she gets a ksuba, which would indicate that she's divorced. She gets divorced and receives a ksuba. Why should she get divorced if she was a wife of Yisrael who was raped? So those two possibilities are ruled out as an explanation for this Tanaic source. V'yela b'Ashes Kohen. So it must be that we're talking about the wife of a Kohen. If she willingly had intimacy with another man, klum yesh lo ksuba migoram esh Yisrael b'ratzon, would she get a ksuba? Is she any different? Is she any less than an esh Yisrael that did that had intimacy willingly? Ela laughs. Rather, it must be ba'oinus. We're talking about a case of the wife of a kohen who was raped. Vikotoni, and it says Yesh Loksuba. So we see from this Tanaic source, as Rav Papa and his friends explained, that the Ashes Kohen that is raped is entitled to the Ksuba. And that would conform to the Bay's possibility, the Odilma Bay's possibility in the original analysis of the question. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.